third hour of the program. You dial in toll free. You bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. Coming up tonight, your chance to win a two-pack of the Totasex. Stay tuned for that. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything you want. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark. As we continue here, I believe Rich is... No, he's gone. All right, so last hour, just to recap for those of you just tuning in, we had Rich call in from Montana, and he's frustrated. He sees all of this government encroachment upon people's liberties. Yep. It's so obvious. It's so in your face. The government continues to become more oppressive, more expensive, just more controlling all across the board, state, local, federal, all across the board, getting more involved in our personal lives and our business lives and so on.
And, you know, I felt the same way Rich does. I felt that way several years ago. You know, like, yeah. I can remember, I mean, I can just remember having these visions of, you know, having a gun and shooting the bad guys being the government agents that were trying to do something terrible.
They're hurting people. They deserve it, right?
Right. You know, that was the way I saw it. And, you know, over time, doing this show six nights a week, you know, 3 hours a night, you get a different perspective. You see that that there's a lot of government encroachment, and that there's not a lot being done about it. And B, doing something about it, like Rich suggests, using the Second Amendment for what it was intended for, isn't going to solve the problem. There are lot of examples. Examples of people trying to do that.
Right, but as Rich pointed out, that those are just single people. They're just individuals. Well, what if you get a group together? All right, well, we didn't get a chance to ask him this question, but I was going to ask, all right, how many do you need, Rich? How many do you need in your little platoon of badass government fighters, militia guys? Is it 12? Is it 15? Is it 30? Is it 100? How many people do you need to take on the Leviathan of the federal and state and local governments and all their police forces, right, and all of their state police and all the federal cops and all the DEA?
They even got a bear in the air.
Yeah. How many do you need for that? Now, just as a point of comparison here, I moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. I had that same angry attitude when I came up here. It melted away, because when you get around other like-minded, liberty-oriented people and you start seeing successes happen, it brings back hope.
Right.
So that melted away for me. But one of the things that was most exciting for me to come up here and get involved in was to support and actually do civil disobedience. I saw that as like, wow, this is the key. This is something the liberty movement has been missing. It's something that we need to see happen in a big way. And it has happened in a big way. There's no doubt about that. The civil disobedience that's happened up here has been mind-blowing. It's been unprecedented. The liberty movement has never seen civil disobedience like this across the whole country. But all that said, it's still really difficult to get people to step up and do civil disobedience. Even low-risk civil disobedience can be fairly difficult to get people involved in. You expect me to believe that you're going to be able to find a dozen people to arm up and take on, you know, assault on Precinct 13 to go up against the cops? I mean, nobody's going to do that. Nobody is going to do that.
Right, and you know what we said...
And it's ineffective.
We said something to the effect of, we don't care what goes on in the other 49 states. And to some extent, that's my highest truth, because here's what I mean when I say that. Rich knows about the Free State Project. He talked about which states were picked for the Free
State
Project.
In the running, right?
He's clear on what it is.
Yes.
The inner tube has been thrown out for his rescue, and he refuses to take it. No, I wish to be saved in a different fashion. I wish my liberty to be saved in a different fashion. Don't throw out this.
Is that the old joke about the guy that's on the roof of his house and he's praying to God? God, please, you know, send me an answer. Save me. And you know, motorboat comes by.
I don't know that joke.
Of course, you know that joke. A motorboat comes by and a helicopter comes by, and he's like, "No, God's going to save me."
Waiting for a miracle.
Yeah. Right. You know, if you care about liberty enough to go out in a blaze of glory, shooting down the government helicopters or whatever it is you're going to do, but you don't care enough to pick up and move your life to New Hampshire, what am I supposed to do with you?
You're a psycho. Basically, you want bloodshed at that point,
and,
right?
You know, it's been tried the other way before, many times. And, you know, we had a civil war in this country, you know, arguing
and
fighting about. Exactly. And so,
right. Violence has been successful in
the government has the monopoly privilege on the use of violence. They're very, very good at it.
Yeah. They're pretty crappy at most things they do, but they're pretty good at killing people. And if you look at the history of governments and violence and overthrows, yes, okay, it's true. Violence, if you have enough of it on your side, can overthrow an existing set of warlords or an existing set of government people. But that never leads to freedom. It just leads to other people controlling others with violence. It leads to the people who won with the violence to take over that particular territory and then exact their violence on others, because violence begets violence. And it creates, even if you could say that, well, I'm going to be peaceful as soon as I kill all these other people, all these bad guys.
Like
well,
Che.
Right, there are other people that look at that and say, oh, well, you use violence to solve problems, and I don't like these new rulers, and I don't like the way they're being all peaceful, so I'm going to get violent with them. And it's just, it never ends. The cycle never ends. You see it in families with abuse, where it just travels through generations, and the same thing happens with societies. If you want to have liberty in your lifetime, there are peaceful ways to achieve it, and ways that don't have to involve the risk of your life as well. If you have enough people, as we were talking about before with the eminent domain, if enough people were to say, no, we're not going along with this, we're not going along with this, we're going to not pay taxes anymore. I mean, God, why would you keep paying taxes in a situation like that? Just stop obeying and stop going along with a program, and then all of a sudden everything will change. The government exists based on your consent. I know it doesn't seem like that, but on a society-wide scale, because people go along with it is why they get away with it. It's because they came out with one regulation and people said, okay, I'll follow that rule. And then they came out with 1,000 more over the years and they went ahead and they followed all those. If they had just said no in the beginning, and they could still say no now.
Well, it's not about saying no. It's about having the option, okay?
Absolutely. I think that is the litmus test. Can you say no?
Right. It's the ability to say no. I'm not against government, if that's the term what one wants to use. What I'm against is top-down authoritarian government. People having to one size fits all. People having to choose. People having to pay. As far as I'm concerned, the public school system is irrevocably broken. Irrevocably broken. And yet, I have to pay for it or they're going to take my house away.
Right. You can say no, but there are some serious risks involved. But if enough people say no, then the consequences melt away. That's what I'm trying to say. Let's go to Sarah in New Hampshire, listening in Manchester to 105.1. Hello, Sarah. You're on Free Talk Live.
Sweet. What's up?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I totally want to agree with you guys. You couldn't have said it any better. You can't fight fire with fire. You can try, but you're just going to get a bigger explosion. And true, you know, you see a lot of peace rallies going on all across areas, Burma, certain parts of China, Tibet, you know, and it's really sad. And you get really angry and you get really heated and you want to fight back. But then in the end, you're no better than them.
That's right. You're lowering yourself to their level, even though you can use the excuse, well, we're just defending ourselves. You're still using violence as your solution to the problem.
Right. Right. And as you were saying, I mean, what do? They run on our backs, right? They use us to proceed forward.
When you say
Without
they, you mean
us,
the government people?
I'm using they very broadly because I'm not very educated as far as, like, the in-depth, like, ongoing, like, who controls what. And I'm going to use government, but it's going to be broad, like, corporations.
Sure.
People in power, they use the little people, right?
Sure,
that's the only
much.
Way they can survive. And like you're saying, if we just stop and say no more, they fall apart.
Absolutely right. Hey, Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. What we're going to do right now, we're going to come back with more Free Talk Live here in a moment, but I want to make sure we give you a two-pack of the Totesac here tonight. It's a special call-in number. It's
603-435-1105. It's 603-435-1105.
There you go.
And we'll pick a random caller and give you a pair of Totesacs.
Oh, that's right. 603-435-1105.
I save this show
you
every
sure did.
Single night.
You call in now. You win a two-pack of the Totesac. It's going to make it easy for you to bring the groceries back in from the car. It's an awesome little device. All three of us here in the studio use ours. We love them. 603-435-1105. Call now to win. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that, in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica19.com.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World, WHEY.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free to bring up whatever you want. The number is 1-800-259-9231, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find on the site completely free. So those features, by the way, include listening options. You can listen via our broadband stream or dial-up stream around the clock. So anytime you want the latest episode of Free Talk Live, it is always on our streams at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, there's our webcam, a listen line, so light a call in from any phone that can dial long distance.
our satellite feed and 86 wonderful radio stations across the country that air the show at various different times throughout the week. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to get those details. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduate, graduate, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all types of journalism and public policy. The internship includes a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, and training throughout the summer. Visit libertarianinternships.com for more information and to sign up to receive updates and reminders. Many graduates of this internship program have gone on to jobs in the various places that they've interned at. So whether these are think tanks or whether they're journalism places, television shows, that kind of thing, it's libertarianinternships.com. This is a great step up for people.
All right, so let's continue here with your thoughts, your calls about whatever you want. Let's go to Alex in New Jersey. You're on the Amp Lines. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I live in New Jersey myself. I have for a great part of my life before moving for the Free State Project.
Mm-hmm.
And in the town that I'm from, we had a very large shopping center. It had a Pathmark, Hollywood Video, Rita's Italian Ice, all these other great stores, including a Goodwill. And the town used eminent domain to try and put in an apartment complex. And people were protesting about it because Pathmark was right across the street or down the block from a retirement home. And all of the people that lived there could simply walk and do their grocery shopping. And my parents and I, we went grocery shopping there. And when the town used eminent domain, Pathmark fought it for years in the courts. And then they eventually said, after all that fighting, you lose, get out. So they abandoned the supermarket. And the contractor who was originally going to do it, he backed out. And now the place is a wasteland. It's all fenced off. There's a huge mountain of dirt where they were digging something that's abandoned. The storefronts are all nasty looking and run down and degraded and broken stuff everywhere. And it's just awful.
It is so sad.
It's very sad.
And this is what happens when you give the government the ability to do these things.
It just goes to show you what kind of negative consequences can happen when you try to, what do they call it? They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So just wanted to share that with you guys.
Well
just
observed, Alex.
I have another town in New Jersey.
Yep. I appreciate the information, and that's just it. You know, we don't know how many of these stories there are. Eminent domain happens so often, it's so common that it's not really considered news.
Not even news.
Right. So if you don't have this kind of heart-wrenching story that can be told of people that are kind of holdouts, like you're seeing in the case of this other New Jersey town that we were talking about, or in the Kelo case out of New London, then usually it's just the government comes in, they make their the deal you can't refuse offer, where you either take the money or they just take your house.
You can't refuse.
And most people look at that and they say, well, I guess I'll take it because I can't afford to fight this. How many of the average homeowners, and because, you know, they're not targeting the wealthy typically in these situations. They're not targeting, the upper crust neighborhoods for eminent domain.
Mm-hmm.
So how many of the average homeowners can afford to hire an attorney to fight this stuff?
Well, and also, all those people are convinced that they're doing it for the public good, that, you know.
Are they all convinced about that? I don't know. But I imagine a lot of people that are fronted with eminent domain are pretty upset and pretty disturbed.
The individuals themselves, but the community or whatever. I mean, it's, I don't know.
Now, most of the community, how much of them would even know about it? How many people become aware of eminent domain going on in their own community until somebody says, whoa, that's not a good deal. I think I'd rather stay with my home, and I'm hiring a lawyer, and they actually stick it out and make an issue out of it. Otherwise, it's just a notice that goes out to somebody's mailbox that says, hey, here's what we're going to do to your property, and now here's the money we're going to give you.
There was a property in Utah near Park City where It was land that had not been developed, but it was privately owned, and the government exercised eminent domain and gave the property or sold it or rent, whatever they did, to Walmart. And there were a lot of people in the area who were really ecstatic about the idea of being able to go, you know, drive 15, 20 minutes, particularly, you know, when there's 8 feet of snow out, mm-hmm. to go to the, have the convenience of a Walmart as opposed to having to drive down to Salt Lake. And so that's what I mean by, you know, people get sold into this idea that it is, you know, it's really for their good. And there's a disconnect between the fact that a private home, a private property owner did not voluntarily, you know, exchange their property for value in order to, you know, to offer that up to be used by a builder or whatever to, you know,
Yeah, it's outrageous, but you're right. People may not see it that way.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that sounds like a case where there's good PR by the government officials. I don't know how it worked out in the end, but...
Be all you can be. I mean, who doesn't know that slogan? They're good at PR.
Well,
know?
They hire companies that are good at PR.
Okay, there you go.
But the situation is that people, most Americans would probably tell you that they believe that politicians are lying thieves.
Yeah, I think so.
Somehow or another, Americans and people around the world choose to abrogate their responsibilities in the area of governance to lying thieves and then have the expectation that everything's going to work out for the best.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. It's an absolute, you know, it's somebody stepping out of the realm of reality and sanity and, you know, just, you know, hoping for the best. It's crazy.
Now, coming up here, Michelle, there's a news story that is really bizarre coming out of Arkansas with birds.
Birds are
and
falling
fish.
From the sky.
And we're talking about, like, hundreds, if not thousands
no,
of birds?
No, thousands. I was amused to find that in one article it said 2,000, in the same article it said 4,000, but nonetheless, there are thousands. There was a third article that said 5,000.
Why is this happening? How widespread is it? I know nothing, so I'm going to count on you to fill us in here in a moment. We'll talk more about the mysterious birds. Is this? Some people are going to look at this and say, "Oh my gosh! You know, 2012, the end times." This
the
is,
Mayan prophecy.
Right?
It's some crazy stuff.
It is pretty crazy. Is the government behind it? 1-800-259-9231. I have no idea, but would love to get your thoughts. 1-800-259-9231. You could take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free. The number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on our site. We've got a lot of stuff there, including different ways for you to promote the show. And various things from banners for your website to bumper stickers. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com, and you can get it all for free. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll learn about how to get more ears tuned in to this program. Promote.freetalklive.com.
Memory Dealers offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers. Add up to 99% off of list price. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. They also have great prices and services on used networking equipment, such as Cisco routers and switches. It's in stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. Michelle, you're going to tell us about the situation that is developing here. It's news that hit, today, yesterday, something like that, with these birds and fish that are just turning up dead.
They're not turning up dead. They're falling down, falling from the sky.
All right, well, I guess the fish are turning up because they kind of right. float up, but then the birds falling down dead, yeah.
Yeah, approximately 5,000 red-winged blackbirds.
All the same kind of bird.
Right. Yes. I've heard different numbers on this, but 5,000 is the highest number.
5,000 sounds like a good number. So, well, yes, but I will preface by saying that they're a bit of a pest at this time of year, so it's not unusual that the red-winged blackbirds are in that area. So, it's not as though the locusts are coming, kind of thing, or whatever. But it's in a northwest town of Arkansas called Beebe, and It happened on New Year's and sometime in the evening around 11 p.m. Hmm. And the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission said that such events had happened around the world before.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't heard of them. But that the test results were inconclusive, but the birds showed physical trauma. And she, the woman speculated that the flock could have been hit by lightning or high-altitude hail.
They've also gone with fireworks, and they had one other explanation out there. But, yeah, all interesting stuff.
How many birds?
5,000.
Up to 5,000.
In a mile area. In a one-mile area.
Fireworks?
I know. The birds show evidence of trauma. Mm-hmm. But they're in one piece, so they didn't fly through like an airplane, turbine or something like that.
The fireworks doesn't make sense. I mean, I'm certainly no fireworks or bird expert. I'm a talk show host, but if you think about how animals behave when big booming noises are happening. You think if somebody's shooting up big fireworks, and wouldn't you notice something like that going on? I mean, were they? I guess it was the New Year's Eve fireworks possibly doing it. But once a flock of birds doesn't have 5,000 birds in
it. Arkansas, it's not like Singapore where they're
right.
Having a big party.
That's another great point. So,
Northwest town, Arkansas.
Even if this big rocket shoots up and explodes with a huge explosion, is that going to catch all 5,000 birds at once? No. I mean, that's not possible.
And they're not being blown apart, so it's not as though there's,
they're not bird guts raining down on people's homes.
It's a real mystery. I mean, I find all the explanations I've heard. I thought hail was the best
that
explanation.
That one sounds decent.
The best explanation I'd
and
heard
it was
so
cold,
far.
Right?
But I think they've decided that one's... I've been watching the CNN all day on this one, and I think that they've discounted hail at this point.
Well, the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality, they came out to test for toxins. And although the people are walking around in masks and head-to-toe, coverage, they're telling the townspeople that there's nothing to be concerned about.
Everything's okay here. We're just doing this as procedure.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. You know, and it's got to be very strange. You know, thousands of birds follow this guy. How many fish died in this this kill-off, too?
I'm not sure. Because
well, the fish
because
the
that happened. That happened a little earlier in the week, and so
really?
There's speculation that they're unrelated or whatever.
Right, they're saying it's unrelated.
So,
but the fish is actually over a several mile range.
20 miles. But the interesting thing about it is there's only one species of fish that was affected.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not. So that would maybe indicate that it wasn't a
some
pollutant.
Kind of disease.
It sounds infectious, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I know that hearing,
but it was only one type of bird. With evidence
of trauma. No, there was one duck. There was one lone duck. But he was probably hit
by the
birds. Duck!
He was rained upon by a bunch of dead black
birds. Is that where we get the term duck?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No,
now, this
me neither.
Is BB Arkansas. How do you spell BB? Just
B-E-E.
B-E-E. B-E-E. Arkansas. All right, I'm just curious as to how many people actually live in this area.
Baby.
Did the fish actually happen in the same relative area?
Right, same relative area, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible that
no, actually, it was in the ocean. It wasn't on land, the fish.
It was on a river.
I mean, on a river, yeah. Sorry, it was in the water, so it wasn't in the exact same place.
Okay, so, but it was in the same general vicinity, right?
Correct.
Like within a mile or two or something like that?
I think that the only thing that a reasonable person can draw from this is that Jesus is coming back and he's coming to BB Arkansas.
BB Arkansas is a population of 4,900 people. You're not having a big fireworks.
There's a Bigfoot running around there somewhere. I guarantee it.
Well, no. I know that there was, we live in Keene, New Hampshire, which is a very pretty, very little city in the southwestern corner of New Hampshire, and it's called the Elm City. However, there are no elm trees.
There are elm trees, but they don't line the city like they used to because
well, they've been replanted.
Disease but, that affected elm trees.
But the disease hit a few decades ago, so any elm trees that are around are probably not the originals that were here, for hundreds of years.
Yeah, those are all dead.
And so
elms make it to about 30 at this point.
This disease struck across the entirety of the elm population and wiped them out. Where did it come from? I don't know. I mean, I haven't done the digging on this, but where this sounds like some sort of infectious situation. And what are the odds that a fish, one type of fish and one type of bird, would be subject to it? I mean, again, maybe you're a biologist and you can call and, you know, give us some insight on this. Is it likely that a fish could come down with a similar malady as a bird? I mean, are they that similar?
The drum, the drum carp clearly have bird flu.
I don't know. I don't know what.
I don't know anything.
Strange.
I find this to be very strange, I've got to say. And I am not going to just latch on to the first explanation the scientists come out with, because they've already come out with several.
There are fish kills.
Yeah, sure.
That occur from time to time with this species or something, you know, where just for whatever reason, a particular type of fish, you know, ends up, you know, dead or whatever. And in Southern California, San Diego, we'd have a thing called red tide, and these red herring would.
Oh God, red tide. I don't miss that from Florida, I can tell you.
So you know what I mean? I mean,
yes. Red tide is getting worse, though, and it has to do with, human poop being pumped into the water.
Ugh.
Sorry. That's what the algae's growing off of.
Can you explain what red tide is for people that don't know?
Red tide is an algae bloom. It's a type of algae that sucks the oxygen out of the water, and the fish die as a result.
And it smells awful. And it blows into inland as well, and it's just horrid.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I don't even know where.
But it's something that happens seasonally or whatever, you know, from time to time or whatever.
It's true, yeah.
So it's not as though it's never happened. It's just interesting that it's happening over Arkansas and within that area.
But they're not saying this is red tide.
No.
Things are dying.
Correct.
It's like the water isn't stinky necessarily, except for the dead fish.
No, but there was some speculation. There was the claim that, well, you know, fish kills, meaning a large quantity of fish, occur from time to time.
Wait a minute. Is it the dead fish that makes the red tide stink, or the algae, or both?
I think that the algae makes your eyes burn, and it's an irritant that the fish stink.
1-800-259-9231. What are your insights, your suggestions? Some people believe the government did it. I don't know about that. But maybe. Who knows?
Chemtrails.
Please. Why? Why did you have to? Why? Michelle, I swear, I used to like you until you just did that to us. All right, more coming up. Maybe no one will call about that. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempax, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. Add up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Extend your life.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Oh, and Michelle, I neglected to mention this. Michelle is our newest... One of our two newest Shriners at the Shrine of Female Listeners.
Yes, you put my picture up.
I did. Yep, mm-hmm. That's right. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see Michelle there with Naomi as well. So the two of you actually happen
not
to
be together.
Sing.
I mean, you put up two pictures.
It wouldn't be a bad thing if they were together. But
it's only inaccurate.
Right. So, but they did send their pictures in separately. Not that you have anything against Naomi. You guys get along pretty well.
I'm talking to her on the phone right now.
Yeah.
Well, not really.
Right,
I'm totally doing the radio show and nothing else.
Right. Of course. And so you can go to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see Michelle and Naomi as well, and the other dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their photo or video. And it's got to be validated, which means that you have to show in the picture somehow, by whatever creative means you like. The standard way is to hold up a piece of paper with Free Talk Live written on it. That's pretty standard.
I painted a wall.
You did. You had FTL painted in the background on the wall in front of which you were standing.
Yes.
And it was great, which I don't think anyone has done paint yet, so I believe that you were original on that one.
I was going to paint my body, and there were a couple of us gals who were going to do a thing like the Rolling Stone layout of the Dixie Chicks. They did the cover a few...
With the different words on all over their
exactly.
body?
Yes, exactly.
Is
so
it
we
warm
were
in here?
We
do you need
getting...
a break, Mark?
I just need a fan or something.
Here, let me blow on you.
Oh, dear. It's getting warmer.
Let's blow on you. Not...
Wait, go ahead.
Anyway.
Yes. So yeah, we didn't end up doing that. I chickened out and
yeah, it's got to be a pain to wipe all the those words off. Get in. And
maybe we'll do it in
yourself.
The summer when we can go jump in the water at the beach, because we have a beach here in Keene, New Hampshire. As Ian said to me once, and I said, "Oh no, we don't." He said, "Oh yes, we do," and he showed me.
I've heard there's more than one beach around here.
There are a few.
Well, I'm willing to concede that there is, in fact, one, and you schooled me on that, Ian, and I stand corrected.
All right. So you can go to shrine.freetalklive.com. If you are a lady listener, there are details on how you can become part of the Shrine right there at the top of the page. And if you're not a lady listener, then just go on over and see what it's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com. So here's a bizarre story from The Smoking Gun. Arrested this week for allegedly masturbating while seated next to a teenage girl on an airplane flight, the 50-year-old suspect told police he was actually massaging and itching himself because he had spilled Tabasco sauce on his penis.
Okay.
Now, I would just like to know how this happens in an airplane situation. How do you...
He was drinking a Bloody Mary.
Okay.
He was drinking a Bloody Mary and got a little... He's a handy guy. So he has his little bottles of Tabasco, I imagine. And he forgot to zip up his fly when he went to the loo. Came back and spilled it on his junk.
That is a possibility.
He could have had it on his fingers and then for whatever reason touched himself junk.
Yeah, that's a possibility. Let's give you more detail here from, again, thesmokinggun.com. Escamilla's unique explanation for his alleged indecent exposure is contained in police reports detailing the December 26th incident on a SkyWest Airlines flight from Salt Lake City to Lewiston, Idaho. He's a Florida resident who was visiting his family. The girl, a high school cheerleader who just turned 17, told cops that she was seated directly next to Escamilla and had chatted briefly with him at the trip's outset. Mid-flight, as she looked at prom dresses in 17 magazine, the teenager spotted something moving, quote, out of the corner of my eye, unquote. In a handwritten statement, the girl recalled, I looked over and I could clearly see the man's penis going side to side under the tray table that was down. Escamilla, she added, had one hand on his laptop, which was atop the tray table, and the other under the tray table. After waiting 2 to 3 minutes, the girl, who was traveling alone on the flight, got up to go to the bathroom. When she emerged, the teen sat next to a woman seated at the back of the plane and told the woman that the guy that she was sitting with creeped her out. Upon arrival at the regional airport in Idaho, the girl, upset and crying, told her father about what had transpired on the flight. He contacted a TSA supervisor, who in turn summoned the Lewiston Police Department officers. When confronted by the cops, Escamilla denied exposing himself. He says, I wasn't out, I wasn't hanging out, he claimed. As reported by the officer, Escamilla explained to me that he had spilled Tabasco sauce or something similar on his penis and had an incredible itch. He was rubbing his groin, he explained, because it was the worst itch in the world.
Should have been a sting.
He doesn't sound like he. His last name might indicate that he doesn't have the best command of the language.
Okay.
Escamilla said he tried to be discreet by covering himself with his laptop, but the girl must have suspected something. During further questioning, Escamilla changed his Tabasco story, claiming that it might be from his breakfast that morning, as he did have Tabasco sauce with his eggs. Asked why he didn't just go to the bathroom to take care of his problem, he told the cop that he didn't feel that it would help. Reese noted that Escamilla used the words rub and massage to describe how he addressed the incredible itch. The cop reported that while I was speaking with him, he never showed any obvious signs that he had an itch in this particular part of his body. Now, presumably it would have been the same day, and if he'd spilled Tabasco that morning, then... wouldn't he still be itching if he were itching hours later on a flight? Then wouldn't he still be itching later on anyway? It's a very, very bizarre story. What do you think the real story
maybe
is here, Michelle?
Maybe he visited the Mile High Club, and someone else had been drinking a Bloody Mary.
I suppose that's a possibility. Do you believe this guy or not, Ian?
I don't believe him.
No.
Okay.
No.
Quite frankly, unless he was. I don't care one way or the other, unless he was doing something that was, harmful to another person. Now, if this girl is sitting next to him on a plane, I do believe that it is within her right to not have to be subject to someone that is whacking off next to her in the seat.
Right.
You know, I agree with that.
It's not clear whether he actually had his penis exposed.
Well, that's the thing.
What I
it's
heard.
Like, so she went and tattled later, and then they confronted him? Why not at the time say to the flight attendant, whoa.
A teenage girl. I mean, they may not have the same... what were you like when you were 17?
Please. I have a teenage daughter. And she'd look right at him, stand up, and be like,
Excuse me?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Well, not everybody's going to handle that in the same way. And so maybe she's not as assertive as you or your daughter might be in that situation. So she figured
she'd
just
escape.
Well,
you better learn to be then.
I agree with you.
So instead she went and tattled, and is this man, so now he's left with this photo on a picture of him on websites and being accused.
And this story being attached to him, sure. Without actually any sort of guilty finding, he's been charged with a misdemeanor count of indecent exposure. His hearing is set for January 18th, so he's been taken to jail.
Can you imagine defending yourself? No, I was not fondling myself on the plane.
Yeah, well, how do you defend against a statement like that?
Yes.
I don't know what happened. I think that there certainly is in the world some guy who will, whip it out next to a cheerleader on a, a domestic airline flight. Certainly, I believe that that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think that this is the guy? I how could I possibly say? But I'm dubious of his story.
Yeah,
because of that.
It sounds like a bunch of nonsense to me, but I at the same time, how much adjusting is appropriate? Because guys do adjusting sometimes. I mean, this is something you don't really have to deal with, Michelle, I don't imagine.
We're just more discreet.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. She's adjusting her top. That's a good point. But guys have to adjust occasionally in the crotchal area from time to time, and, there's... Usually you don't have to do too much, but what is considered offensive? I mean, how much touching is playing with it, right? I guess that's the question.
I think it's a little creepy when you're having a conversation with the man and he's looking right at you and he's just like digging around in there. And it's like, okay, are you oblivious to what you're doing? Because you can kind of be discreet and kind of turn to the side and, do your business or whatever. Unless you play baseball.
What?
Baseball players are
self-adjusting.
Yes.
Yeah.
They've got a cup that they've got to worry about too, or whatever.
Yeah, so I think there's a line between adjusting and then rubbing and like constantly going at it with oneself. Like there's a certain line that is crossed, and I think it's a fairly short period.
I think
of time.
The Tabasco sauce, however, is an interesting
excuse
that he came up with.
Sometimes I have indigestion, but I don't burp in someone's face.
Especially the idea that he would have done it earlier in the morning. Like, I had Tabasco sauce with my eggs, and now I need to itch my crotch? What?
Yeah.
Pat your head?
I like Tabasco sauce as much as the next guy. In fact, I like hot sauce quite a bit, but I've never had a problem with it reaching my penis. Anyway, we're out of time for tonight.
Maybe you're not doing it right.
Maybe. Maybe it's a lot of fun. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime. At freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.